the visits of Marx and Engels to the library emerge into historical record, really only because they write to each other much later in life, reminding each other of their visits to Cheetham's library, which for long years hasn't kept records of people who come. So we wouldn't really have known. But there is a table, much visited over the years, sitting in the best daylight in the room, really, in a little alcove with windows on three sides, which they're known to have used. And this is taking place early on in their collaboration in the 1840s. So Engels is living and working in Manchester as part of the activities of his family firm. He's an industrial manager, factory manager. And thus in a very good position, really, to see working class life in the towns in the 1840s up close. He writes his famous book, Condition of the English Working Class, a lot of the evidence of which comes from his experiences getting to and from Cheetham's. He had to walk through some of the worst slums in the town in what was probably one of the worst decades for public squalor in Manchester, just to get to the front door here. And Marx is an out-of-town visitor, spends most of his time in London and visits Engels, who, as far as their relationship goes, is always the one who pays for dinner. He's always the one with the steady job later on, whereby Marx will be freed up to get on with his philosophical and economic work by Engels' support. So the table becomes slightly iconic, even though really, to look at it, you can't see any great signs that anybody, any great thinkers have sat there. But we still get a fair number of people who come in, and really that's the main thing they want to see, simply because of this connection with the Communist Manifesto in the years to come.